This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, we now bring you a discussion on justice to victims under new criminal laws. The participants are Atul Kumar Mathur, former Director General of Police, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Parliament has passed the three laws, the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, BNS 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023, and Bharatiya Sakshay Abhinayam 2023 in its winter session last year. And the laws were notified on December 25, 2023, and they came into force on July 1. A warm welcome, Atulji. How do you see the criminal justice making use of greater technology going forward?
Thank you very much. I must say that we are living in an era of technology, and technology has entered into every walk of life, and we are extensively using technology. It was only the criminal administration system where technology had not entered into in an effective way. Now, government has decided to introduce use of technology for the benefit of the system, benefit of the people, because technology can help human efforts. It is a force multiplier and time-saving device. It can keep records without much of the space and resources required in a digital form. It can change the speed of the working conditions. It can help less human resources required to achieve the same or a more effective result. I must say that whatsoever we have done now, it must have done long back when we had become independent, but nevertheless, government has now decided to change the laws. We were working under the laws formulated and passed by the British Parliament and Britishers. Bulk of the provisions have been borrowed also for the time being until we further modify these laws to suit our further requirements. We have changed the laws to suit the present Indian situations, Indian requirements, Indian sentiments, and developments in all over the world in technology and otherwise.
So, Atulji, the three apps that we are talking about, E-Sakshay, Nyay Shruti, and E-Summon, would you be able to elaborate on them?
What used to be happening, when a person used to be called for the attendance in the court or police station or elsewhere for the purpose of completing the proceedings, we were using human resources and paper resources. We were sending summons. There are two things, sir, summons and warrants. Summon is addressed to the person who is called or who is required to attend. Warrant is given to someone to serve on the person targeted in that address to that thing. So summons and warrants were sent manually or through postal services. That is also converting into manually later on because some person has to go and serve them. And many a times, the person was not available at the place, then secondary substituted services were adapted. Now, as you know, when we use technology, within a split of seconds, the message is transferred from one place to another person in the device of the person itself, wherever he is. He need not to be present at the given address. We have used this technology and we have allowed. It is not that we have substituted the manual process. We have allowed sending summons and warrants through electronic medium also.
The National Crime Records Bureau has made 23 functional modifications in the existing crime and criminal tracking networks and systems application, under which, Atulji, all cases are now can be registered in every police station in the country. Now, that is a big facility to the common man.
Sir, earlier what used to be happening, whenever a person used to go to police station, he was to answer a question whether the alleged offense has been committed within the territorial jurisdiction of that particular police station. And if by chance it happens like this, that the offense has been committed in the neighboring police station or some other police station jurisdiction, the man was asked to go and visit that police station and get the things done. So he has to go from one door to another door, because everybody is not knowledgeable about the territorial jurisdiction of the area. And in that process, the delay used to occur, traumatic condition used to occur, lot of difficulty has been faced by the people who want to record their FIR. So government has decided, and it is rightly decided. You see, earlier some court judgments have been there, that territorial jurisdiction is not a bar. Police should register an FIR. But since there were no specific provision, there was reluctance on the part of the system to adopt this method. Now under Section 173, it has been specifically mentioned. 173 is replacing the Section 154 of CRPC. 173 of BNSS has said, I am reading for the benefit of listeners, every information relating to the commission of a cognizable offense, irrespective of the area where the offense is committed. That means wherever you go, irrespective of the area where offense is committed, if you find a police station, you can file an FIR and give orally or by electronic communication as well. Provided that within 3 days, the person who has sent by electronic communication, he has to visit the police station and put his signatures on the information which he is given to authenticate it so that legal process starts. If the information is urgent and serious, the police may take sumoto action also without waiting for the informer to come. But this is the provision has been incorporated. This facilitates that as fast as possible, without much of the hurdles, without much of the efforts, a complainant, a person who want to report a crime, he can get the things done and the law can be set to motion.
You very rightly said that under the new law, a person can now report incidents by electronic communication without the need to physically visit police station. Now, one of the highlights, Atulji, is also the inclusion or a provision of zero first information report. Registration of police complaints online and also summons through electronic modes and mandatory videography of the crime scenes in case of heinous crimes. We would like you to elaborate on the zero first information report, what it is and how people can avail it.
Sir, what happens when you report a case and file an FIR in the police station, a designated number, serial number, chronological number, as per the register maintained by the police station, is assigned to that FIR. And the identity of that FIR for the further progress proceedings is that number. The case is recognized by that number of the FIR versus and state versus such and such. Now what happens? When you are visiting a police station under this provision, which is not having territorial jurisdiction in the traditional way of that place where the offense has been committed, they won't able to give a number immediately. They have to record that FIR under the rule and pass it to the concerned police station where it should have been gone otherwise, as per the old law also. So they will not give you a number immediately. That's why we, in a common parlance, we call it zero FIR. And when this FIR reaches to the real competent jurisdiction police station, they assign a number and it regulates the procedure and further proceedings can take place. That's why it is called zero FIR. Second thing is, summons are sent by electronic means and compliance is also ensured that it is received by the person and he is able to abide by the summons. The process is effective only when the process is successful. I send a message and other person doesn't receive it or doesn't able to abide, he doesn't get the acknowledgement and knowledge of the matter, then it is a futile exercise. Manual process is also there, but in parallel, it has been provided, it has been able, facility has been added that you can send a message through electronic messages also. Second thing is, all the proceedings, like you have mentioned about the photography and videography, you see there has been lot of complaints against police persons about following of the procedures scrupulously. And the aggrieved party says that police has not behaved properly, police has not done its job with dedication and honestly. So there is a need of, while we were working without these provisions, we were taking abundant precaution of ourselves to use videography or audiography, audio recording for our own sake. But that was not admissible and relevant in the evidence during that period when there were no provision. Now law has made it mandatory in certain cases, audio and video electronic means should be used and preferably mobile phone videography. Okay. Because it is handy, it is available with the officers all the time. You need not to wait for a photographer, videographer to be there. And second thing, it is difficult to edit it also.
Absolutely right. Atulji, very important is that the accused and victims are entitled to receive the copies of FIRs, police reports, charge sheets, statements, confessions and other documents within 14 days. Now, this has also been stipulated. And what is noteworthy, Atulji, and I would like your comment on this, is court courts can grant a maximum of 2 adjournments to avoid unnecessary delays in case hearings, ensuring timely delivery of justice.
This has been a common complaint. Criminal administration proceedings are very lengthy, very tedious, very long time taking things, and as the facts remain, large number of cases are pending with police and multiple of them are pending in courts to see the day of the judgment. Now what has happened, if you analyze the reasons of delay, the police is overburdened with the cases. A man has to manually attend to the every aspect of the proceeding, visit the site, visit that, call the persons, examine them in a proper environment and proper condition. And availability of man is difficult. Some people are old, women or infirm people are also there. Now what has happened that this delay has caused a lot of impact on the social administration. At one side, the victim is traumatized because he is not getting justice. As it is said, justice delayed is justice denied. And second thing is, accused person gets relief. He says nothing wrong is going to happen to me and immediately keeps enjoying the privilege. And in due course, many a times our evidence system become weak because either the witnesses lose the interest or evidences, pieces of evidences evaporate. They don't become available or become redundant, or they are won over by the accused side because they get adequate time to deal with them, or judges keep changing, prosecutors keep changing. So a de novo hearing or this hearing. And worst was that the advocates were taking advantage of adjournment. Adjournments had become a very, very popular form of delaying the cases.
What is noteworthy is that e-statements of rape victims will now be recorded. Audio-video recordings will be presented in the court, and witnesses, the accused, experts and victims may appear in court virtually. Now, these are all measures being taken for the common man so that he is not harassed, he is not pushed into doing things which is beyond his means, and he can virtually appear before the court.
Certainly, it saves a person from lot of harassment, lot of illegal procedures which the other side may adopt, lot of embarrassing questions which may be asked to derail the justice. All these things now, when they are audio-visually recorded and they are being ensured that no editing, no interruption, anything is added or minus from that thing, if court is satisfied with the quality of the recording, a justice can be taking place, justice can be duly rendered, and the person who is being victim of the case get much of relief, because whatsoever he wants to tell, whatsoever he is saying is actually being recorded. Otherwise, what used to be happening, suppose a person is taking somebody's name or some circumstances is narrating, the person who is manually recording the facts may edit them, may add or minus certain facts to suit mother side. So that type of illegality, that type of derailment or fading of the memories, because once a thing has been recorded, it remains intact for the time of hearing in the court also. And court can see the first time version, real version of the person. These things are for okay. Speedy trial, fair trial, transparency, and assuring people that you safe security is ensured.
Thank you so much, Atulji, for being with Akashwari and giving your valuable suggestions, comments, and opinions on the matter of Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. And I want to request listeners, now we are proud of having a laws passed by our own parliament to suit our own requirement on the basis of a lot of consultation with experts and experience with the legal judgments and requirement of the public, which our government has received. We should respect them and make the system working, and glory has to be achieved through this system that a peaceful society is generated and free from fear. But accused person should not feel free. He should feel that there is an effective and robust system is in place and I cannot get away by committing a crime. Then we will have a very peaceful and progressive society. Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on justice to victims under new criminal laws. The participants were Atul Kumar Mathur, former Director General of Police, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News On Air. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News On Air Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.